Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard and Trevor Sycamore with you guys from thedraftnetwork.com. And we're back with my bookie in our lines for picking the games because the NFL season is about to be here today, Trevor. Today, the festivities officially begin in the NFL season.
Hype?
We're hyped. I'm pumped for it. I'm really excited for tonight's game. I would be more excited if Carson Wentz were playing. But... Do you think the Falcons are going to win tonight? I know we're going to get to the MyBookie lines. We're going to pick them. We're going to do everything like we did last year because people seem to love
right
the show.
Now. I'm not going
to
answer it.
Okay. I thought you might give a little sneak peek away. You want to talk about Le'Veon Bell. I know.
I do want to talk about
You want me to get riled up.
Because you've got thoughts. You've got thoughts.
Honestly, I just want to see him hit free agency.
Talk about Le'Veon Bell taking a knife and stabbing the people of Pittsburgh straight in the stomach. Twisting it over to the intestines, then right up into the esophagus, and just pulling it out.
Wow. This show just went from clean to explicit. I've got to change the rating on it when I post this thing to Megaphone. Holy crap. That was intense. Really, I just want to see Le'Veon Bell hit free agency so that you can tweet at him for another year.
Look, I might tweet at him tomorrow. Be like, hey, bro, just demand a trade to Tampa.
Hey. Ronald Jones has been pretty disappointing over here, my man.
Ronald Jones for Le'Veon Bell straight up. Who says no?
No. I've gotten some crazy tweets today for, hey, somebody said, I'll send y'all Nick Chubb. I was like, what does that do for us? Like, I mean, I think Chubb's going to be good, but like, that's not a one-for-one trade.
So here's the thing with Bell, right? I mean, this is his second year on the tag, right?
Correct.
Okay, so this is second year on the tag. It's hella annoying for running backs, especially really good running backs, to play on the tag knowing that, yes, you get paid a very high amount of money for the 1 year that you're on the tag, but you get one bad hit to your knee, you're never the same guy ever again, you don't even have a long-term contract to show for it because he's coming off his rookie contract right now.
Yeah.
So... it's annoying money part, but the money part isn't even what's going on with Le'Veon, right? I mean,
right.
The issue here is that he said he'd show up.
Right, multiple times.
And he's not.
To the media and to his teammates, and now he hasn't. And yes, you're right, there's two layers to it. One is, okay, this guy decided to turn down what was reported to be $30 million in the first 2 years of his contract. So if he basically were to make it, the next 2 years of his contract, he would definitely be making more money than Todd Gurley would be. That's when you're talking about guaranteed money now. Todd Gurley had that money literally guaranteed. Bell would just have to make it 2 years. The report didn't say whether it was literally guaranteed, but if he played those first 2 years of his contract, he was going to get a ton of money. So it wasn't going to be given to him as a signing bonus or anything. But the Steelers, I mean, good luck. Go through history and find a time that they haven't honored a contract other than maybe one of players just, you know, flipped them the birds. Not, you know, I mean, they just always do it. That's why it's not an issue for Antonio Brown to sign for a guaranteed percentage that is like 20 percentile points lower than Mike Evans, because he knows he's going to continue to handle his business and the Steelers will honor that contract. You know, you can say whatever you want. Look, Shazier got hurt. And, you know, now look at him and now he, look, what if that happened to Bell? Obviously, super extreme situation. Let's even take it to the extreme and say that's the situation basically you'd been looking at to say that Le'Veon Bell didn't get paid $30 million. It would have to be a situation like that. And even in that situation, the Steelers are still compensating Shazier. So, Le'Veon Bell, for all intents and purposes, would have made $30 million over the next two seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It would have taken some life-altering thing to keep that from happening. It was going to happen. So you can argue about guaranteed money, and there was never an official report. Somebody said $10 million. I don't know. I mean, that's – Todd Gurley just got, like, three times that. So, like, I don't know that that's even legitimate. That doesn't seem super realistic to me. But either way, it was going to front-load a deal. So, yes, there's the aspect of, like, the fact that he turned down the money, too. And he basically said, I'm going to bet on myself, because he said all along, I'm playing this season. He said it's going to be his best season yet. He's continued to say that. His agent said that today. Go figure that one out for me. It's going to be his best season yet. And he's excited about everything like this. Like, can't, you know, I'm reporting he's responded to fans and said what day he was coming to camp and everything. Like, not really been a lot of mystery about it. It's, you know, I mean, everybody's like, okay, is he going to show up? But he said that he would. It wasn't like he wasn't saying anything or was saying he might not, or, you know, so that becomes a frustrating part for his teammates now, because there's, I mean, it's not, and you would be too, like, think about it. Like, I'm all for players getting paid, but this is,
I can't remember a time where teammates said the things that they're saying right now about Le'Veon Bell.
And the thing that people need to understand, and what so many people have tweeted that they just are not getting, is that this isn't a holdout. Like, if right. Le'Veon Bell were in Earl Thomas's situation or Khalil Mack's situation or Aaron Donald's situation, it's a different story because he can get paid more money. That can't happen. Ever since July 16th, that is the deadline. Like, the Steelers cannot give him more money. The next time they can offer him is after the season ends. So that isn't on the table. And
he's just holding out to not play NFL games, to not risk getting hurt.
So it's not really a holdout. He's just deciding not to play football. Like, that's all that it really is. So that's where the difference comes in. Yeah, I mean,
that's bad.
Look, I am definitely of the opinion that players should be able to get paid. I have no issue with, like, holdouts that can result in that happening, especially for players who deserve it. Players who don't, I'm like, okay, well, to me, Josh Norman was never great. So, like, when they rescinded his tag, it was obviously a surprise to see it go down that way. But, like, I was like, this is probably the right, I mean, it just, you know, he's, and they've been hurting a corner since, but he's not been great in Washington. You know, they gave him this huge contract, and he's okay, he's solid, but, like, it's not, he was not a game-changing corner. Le'Veon Bell's a game-changer, for sure. Like, there's no doubt. Like, he can help a team in a lot of different ways. But, you know, you said you were betting on yourself to take this, not take this offer, and now you're going to not play football at all this season? What's the goal here? Like, are you not going to show up till week 10?
Well, that's the big thing here, and that's the thing that he's getting some bad advice right now. He's getting some really bad advice, Le'Veon is, because, like you said, if you're holding out for more money, if you were holding out for a different contract, that is a totally different thing. But at this point, if you don't play week one, why are you playing at all?
Right. Like,
right?
I mean, that's the thing.
Because,
like, somebody's like,
because, and I understand that I've never been in an NFL locker room as a player. So, like, they all can come up with whatever logic they want to as teammates, as whatever, to trust a guy. But if Le'Veon wasn't there week one, this isn't a matter of, like, him looking after his. It's literally just him looking after himself. That's it.
Right. And so, and even then, it's a bizarre situation because, you know, he does have to get an accrued season, and not to be a free agent, but, like, this season, the Steelers could tag him again next season at the same rate. He has to play 6 games this season. So if he doesn't show up and doesn't sign in time to play 6 regular season games, the Steelers could tag him again at the same rate that
he'll play 6 games, obviously, then.
Well, here's the situation.
Or they could just make him inactive.
I don't...
Right?
I mean, he would have to sign, but why would they make him... it would be such a mess at that point. Like, you mean if but, like, I'm signing, but I refuse to play, then they could fine him. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work. I don't think that he could do that. But the point is, really, that if those 6 games happen, like, now he's still a free agent, even if he doesn't play any games. But the problem is that the Steelers could tag him again. Why would you tag him again, though, if you're the Steelers? You know what I mean? Like... So I'm not sure the incentive is there for Le'Veon to play any games this season, because what's the point? Like, if you're sitting out the first 10 games, you get hurt just in the next 6 just as easily as the first 10. You know what I mean? So, like, why play at all then? Like, it certainly wouldn't be about the money at that point. You already lost 10 game checks. 6 more isn't going to do anything for you. And players get paid less in the postseason. Our boy Justice Mosqueda wrote a good article for Optimum Scouting that talked about that. I actually didn't know that. The players got paid a lot less in the playoffs than they do in the regular season, their game checks. So there's no incentive for him to come play in the playoffs. So even if he played in the 6 regular season games to get that accrued season and ensure that the Steelers couldn't tag him again, not that they would want to, even if that happened, he could sit out playoff games. How about that? That would be nuts.
And what a mess.
His team would I mean, so here's the situation more than anything. You've seen how many times we see over the years coaches and situations like that. They avoid these types of situations in the locker room. They don't want them to escalate. Well, the Steelers offensive line and other players on the team that weren't on the record that have said things to reporters took matters into their own hands today. And they said,
yeah,
this is not going to happen basically on our turf. So now you've got an interesting dynamic of a front office that probably didn't want to do anything because that's how the Steelers roll. They might have to be spurred into action now. But that part is tricky because you can't just trade Le'Veon Bell. To trade him, you have to have him sign. And you're essentially trading him to a team that has no guarantee he'll be with them after the season. So you'd be trading him to a team for a rental deal. Why would Le'Veon be more incentivized, if that's a word, to play for another team than he would Pittsburgh? I don't know that he would be. It would have to be a situation where a team told Pittsburgh and told Le'Veon, we'll trade for you, here's what we'll give you. Pittsburgh likes what they say they'll give him, and they tell Le'Veon we'll sign him long-term, and he believes him. He and his agent believe him. I don't, like, there's no guarantee there.
I don't even know, but even on the flip side, if I'm a team, I'm not believing Le'Veon.
Sure. You mean, like, right? If you trade for him and he says, yeah, I'll play right away when I get there. And then
I'm saying, like, obviously the only way you're going to trade Le'Veon is if you trade for him and you expect to sign him when the year comes up. Like, right. He's going to re-sign with your team. That's the only way you're going to trade for Le'Veon.
So you're saying that you wouldn't trust him to not go to free agency.
No.
Right.
Hell no. No. Yeah.
I mean, I think
I'm not trusting him.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him. He just told people for months he was going to play, and he told his teammates.
I am all for athletes that are hella talented getting absolutely every ounce they can get while they're
playing. Right.
This is a super weird situation with Le'Veon. Yeah,
this is more than that. This is – and I am all for athletes getting paid as much as you say that, because I think that it's right, and I think that's how it should be. But at the same time, like, people who just see it that way and won't take time to – consider the team aspect and what the locker room is like and what being on a team is like and trying to accomplish a goal, especially where the Steelers are at, where a Super Bowl is so attainable and they know that and they've built for that. And to be in that situation and have one of your best players basically essentially say that they don't care enough about that, not with more money on the table, like that they'll care about it for more money. They just don't care. I mean, there's more money's not on the table here. That's not an option for him. So for him to say, I'm going to prioritize that, despite what I've told you guys, despite the fact that I said I was gonna show up and that I've been, you know, ready to play and everything like that, that I'd be ready to play week one, despite all that, that I'm not gonna do that. That is the issue. And if you can't respect that and understand that, what that's like for teammates, then I think you're really missing a huge part of this, because you can be in the player's corner, as both of us are, but still see it at the same time as saying, this is an issue. Like, this isn't cool. Like, this isn't right, you know? And so, I hope eventually he gets paid. I do. But, like, more than anything, like, this has turned into a bad situation. And now, like, what, you know, if you're the Steelers, what are you going to do? Like, what if he decides to show up week four? So what if the Steelers are, like, 1-2 without him, you know? Or, like, what, even if they're 3-0, like,
what if on the first play that Le'Veon comes back in the game, they like, do what they did in the longest yard, and the O-line just, like, doesn't block anybody for the first play, and Le'Veon just gets absolutely obliterated on the first play.
And then they block for him after that. They're like,
yeah, maybe. Maybe.
We'll see how it goes. It's an odd situation, and the Steelers really are in a tough spot. Everybody's going to blame them, saying, well, you should have paid him. Well, they did. They offered him a really good contract, a contract most people would have taken, and he didn't take it, and that's fine. That's his incentive. He wants to get paid like a wide receiver, like a top-five wideout. That's okay. Go test your waters. Some bad team will sign you with that kind of cap space. You'll get the money you want. But, like, in the meantime, like, you should have been honest and upfront with the team. Like, because really, he screwed over the Steelers. He's put them in a really, really difficult situation, which, you know, I'm not saying he owes them anything or anything like that, but as someone who understands the team dynamic, like, it's not a cool thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. And I don't say that as a Steelers guy as much as I do just – I would say that about anybody, anywhere, like, he did something like that.
If Le'Veon was doing the exact same thing that he's doing, even if he lied to the Steelers about it, mm-hmm. and yet behind the scenes, he had personally talked with all of his players about it and they understood, That even, I think, is a little bit different. But the fact that all of his teammates are coming out right now and they're like, right. Yeah, it ain't cool. Like, he's never – like, he literally – his teammates right now are saying that he lied to us. He lied to all of us. I can't remember. Was it DeCastro who was like, yeah, he made us all look stupid?
Yeah, DeCastro said.
Yeah. I mean, that's the part that right. I think if everything else – he could have lied to the Steelers and I would have been like, man, that's rough. But – if his teammates were still like, yeah, we understand it. If Le'Veon's talked to us. We understand what he's going through. He didn't want to get hurt, and we all understand it. Like, he's talked to all of us. Right. Even that is different.
Right.
But him lying to them?
Right.
How do you trust Le'Veon right. at this
yeah.
point?
I mean, yeah. I mean, and how do you let that back in the locker room? And that's the issue that the Steelers, I think, are going to have to contend with and figure out, I think, as this debacle ensues, you know, especially if he misses this week and another one. And, yeah, I mean, it could spiral. It could be really derailing. So, it's going to see. There's always lots of drama with Pittsburgh, so one thing you always got to watch for sure. Hey, it is crunch time for fantasy football, and Locked On is delivering. Locked On has a brand new fantasy football show, Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7. Fantasy Football 24/7 will give you the latest trends, hot roster moves, and where to get the advantage. Plus, Ethan Turner, the injury expert, gives you the edge. Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7 is here to help you win your league.
John, you mentioned this a little bit earlier in the podcast. You kind of hinted at it that we were going to get to that, but you know, ever since we started this podcast, we've been asked for all kinds of advice. You know, obviously sometimes it's prospect stuff, but other times sometimes it's games. It's who to bet on, who should guys take this week or that week. And the truth is, we don't know who's going to win, but you guys might know better than us. And if you do, if you think you got a better idea than sometimes that we do, we need you guys to go over to mybookie.ag. Remember, where you're betting is just as important as who you are betting on, and that's why we tell the people to head over to mybookie.ag. If you sign up right now, John, with the promo code Locked On is going to, or MyBookie will match your initial deposit, whatever you put in. So if you want to put in $50 to have fun with, to gamble with for the season, then that's going to turn into $100. And then you got $100 to bet with during the season. And so that's going to be going on with the promo code Locked On. Make sure you guys go to it. And with that being said, we are bringing back the yes. segment. Yes. We are bringing back the My Bookie Lines of the Week.
Yes, sir. We are right ready now to pick these games and to, for me especially, to have redemption and finish this season with a better record than you. Last year, you were ahead of me just slightly. This mm-hmm. year, it doesn't happen. History does not repeat okay. itself.
All right, so let's get it started. These are the lines right now over at mybookie.ag, which you guys can go over to. Use the promo code Locked On. You can either listen to some of our advice that we're about to have, or you can go against it. That's your choice. First game, though, Thursday night football.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
At the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
The Eagles. Wow. No, the Falcons.
I was going to say.
Are favored by one.
One. Ooh, 1 point. Man, the Eagles look so bad in the preseason.
1 point.
Falcons. I'm going Falcons.
I'm going Falcons too. I think the Falcons are going to win. I think the Falcons are consistently.
They're the team to beat.
I think consistently is the key here. I think the Falcons are consistently one of the best rosters in the NFL. I think I picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl for the NFC.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think I would too. I think I would too. Yeah, actually.
Their roster is so damn good. I think Dan Quinn's a fantastic coach. I think that offense is going to be able to get it done. So Thursday night. So it looks like, all right, both of us are going with the Falcons yes. to win by more than one on the road in Philly. All right. Okay.
It's
all right.
Way to win.
First game of the Sunday night slate. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh Steelers are favored by 4 points. So the Browns are starting off the game up 4-0. That classic baseball score.
Man. This is the line has dropped. I think it was Pittsburgh by 7.5 originally.
Yeah, it ain't now.
Yeah, it is not.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I'm taking the Brownies in this. I think Pittsburgh will win, but by a field goal.
Trying to avoid that homer label.
Yeah, you know me. I'm more negative than anything.
This is actually pretty true. I just don't really trust the Browns coach. Like, I'm not going to trust the Browns coaching staff until they prove it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, so. The Steelers backups have beat the Browns starters the last two seasons in week 17, but in the regular season, it's been when they've actually played starters versus starters somehow. True Pittsburgh Steelers under Mike Tomlin fashion. It's been close. In fact, if Antonio Brown wasn't just straight up unreal in week one, they probably would have lost that game last week or last year.
All right. So we're a little different there. I took the Steelers. You took the Browns. Next game, San Francisco 49ers at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings favored by 6.5.
Ooh, 6.5?
Yeah.
I'm going with the 49ers. Not that I even think the Niners will be great, but I think they're going to be super well prepared for this game. I think that defensive line is going to give Minnesota issues up front. I think the 49ers keep it tight. I'm not sold on the Vikings as being that number one NFC seed, sure, for sure winning the NFC North. I'm not sold on that for them this year.
If you ask me who is going to win the game, I think I would say Minnesota, but I do agree with you that I think the 49ers are going to be well prepared enough to keep it within 6.5. So I'm going with the 49ers as well. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at the Indianapolis Colts. My God, what a stinker. The Colts are favored by 2.5.
Colts are favored?
Colts are favored by 2.5.
Wow. Man, I hope the Colts win. I'd love that. I think the Bengals are going to win. I think the Bengals are decent. I think the Bengals are one of the better, more talented teams in the AFC. Not well coached and not super well quarterbacked. That's been their undoing. I can't really see a logical reason why it won't be their undoing again, but I think they're better than the Colts. The Colts are favored?
Easy.
Are you
easy
sure
money.
That right? The Colts are favored.
Colts, -2.5.
Man, I don't think the Bengals are great, but favored. The Colts roster is terrible, and Andrew Luck's just coming back.
Yeah,
good secondary.
Easy money.
Good pass rush. I don't know.
Easy money, which doesn't exist in Vegas, so do with that what you will. The Buffalo Bills. at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens favored by 8 at home.
Oh, 8 seems like a lot for a team that can't score. For a team with Joe Flacco. 8 seems like a lot. Does 8 not seem like a lot? I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm talking myself into it. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it really does.
I'm picking the Bills already.
But, John, Nathan Peterman. I'm picking the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not picking Nathan Peterman.
No, I wouldn't pick him to win, but 8.
And 8's a lot of points. 8 is a lot of points in the NFL. You're right. Jacksonville Jaguars at the New York Giants. Jaguars are on the road, and they're actually favored by 3.
Yeah, Jaguars, man. That Giants offensive line, not in the slightest prepared for what's about to tee off on their existence.
That's very true.
Jalen Ramsey is not, well, let me put it this way. On the box score, Jalen Ramsey may win the OBJ matchup. In reality, OBJ is going to get free on that dude. The only way OBJ doesn't light it up on Jalen in the box score too is if Eli's got his issues or the O-line's got their issues and if Jalen gets in his head. Because that's when I could see OBJ hyped up, a lot of emotions, first game back from the injury. I could see Jalen just chirping all and getting in his head. We've seen it happen before. Xavier Rhodes, we've seen it happen. That's the one thing I'm going to watch for. But I absolutely think OBJ gets open against Jalen Ramsey.
Giants are getting 3 points. I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the Giants. So you're taking the Jags?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're taking the Jags. I'm taking the Giants there.
I don't think the Giants are remotely prepared for what's coming.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. Now, this is the biggest line of the week. My 3 points. The Buccaneers are getting 10 points in this one. New Orleans favored by 10.
10.
That's a lot of points. Way too many points. Man.
That's too many points. They played them tight last year. I know they didn't play them tight in New Orleans, but that's too many points. Give me the Bucs.
Way too many points. I'm with you. I'm taking the Bucs.
Hopefully not a phrase that I say often this season.
Houston Texans at the New England Patriots. Patriots favored by 6.5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 6.5 it is. I just can't wait. Tom Brady with, like, me and you, a wideout. It's awesome. Nah, I mean, just to prove Houston. To people who the GOAT still is.
I'm going Houston.
Brady was literally like, cut everybody. Cut Malcolm Mitchell. Cut Kenny Britt. Let Eric Decker retire. Get them all out. Get Julian Edelman suspended. I bet he ratted him out.
Who's he
just
throwing
so he could
to?
Show people who the GOAT is.
He ratted him out.
I bet he did. What's his trainer's name? He told people, I bet. He said, I know my boy been slipping him stuff.
Who are their wide receivers? Chris Hogan, Cordarrelle Patterson, Philip Dorsett.
Cordarrelle Patterson. Philip Dorsett. I don't even remember, man. Couple schmucks. Amara Darboh just got signed.
Could Randy Moss.
Chad Hansen. No joke. They signed Chad Hansen. I mean, he's not even a white wide receiver like the rest of their white wide receivers. At what point is this just straight up ridiculous?
Could Randy Moss come in off the street right now and lead that team in receiving touchdowns?
Absolutely. Absolutely he could. When Edelman gets back with Gronk, he could. We're talking about Randy Moss. That dude's still in shape. He's ready to go.
Need to see it. Get on the phone, Randy. We need you. Oh, Tennessee Titans at the Miami Dolphins. Tennessee is favored by 2. That game's going to suck, man. Holy crap.
Why? The Titans are going to be good this year. I don't know if they'll have everything figured out week one. They didn't look like they had it figured out in the preseason.
I saw the Titans in person week 2 of the preseason, and it was just lame as hell.
I saw them week 3, man. It wasn't pretty. They weren't great.
Dude, it was weak as hell. That team ain't going to be good.
I honestly felt like this team's going to finally be good, but Mariota didn't look good when they played the Steelers.
No, Mariota looked awful.
I'm scared, man.
No.
I don't want him to be bad. I love Mariota. He's an awesome dude, and like, he was so good his first couple years, and last year the wheels came off. He needs to bounce back. I'm sticking with it. I'm staying brave. Titans are for sure winning this game.
I think
Dolphins
I'm taking the Titans.
Suck, man. Oh,
I think I'm taking the Titans, too. That's just because the Dolphins are bad. Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers are favored by 3.5.
Chargers are favored. Wow. The Chiefs are like a totally new team. I mean, they lost like everybody in their defense. No Alex Smith. I mean, it's just a really, you know, I mean, I still think the Chiefs are going to win. I'm going with the Chiefs. The Chargers just, I'll believe when I see it. It's that type of thing.
3.5 is too many points for me, knowing how many one-score games and one-point games Philip Rivers has been in over the last, like, 8 years of his career. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs because they're getting 3.5.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you. I'm not brave enough to pick the Chargers like that. Not like that.
Not yet. Seattle Seahawks at Denver Broncos. The Broncos at home, favored by 3.
Broncos favored by 3?
That's what I said.
Can they really be riding the Seahawks down? What a 3. Give me the Seahawks. I'm not ready to go there yet. Not to Denver. Denver ain't that good. I don't know. Are you ready to go there with Denver? Like
3 is the problem, though. 3 is the problem. I could see Denver winning.
Sure.
But do I see Russell Wilson at any point? No, I'm going Seahawks. Dallas Cowboys at Carolina Panthers. Panthers at home, favored by 3. Dallas getting 3 points.
Give me Dallas.
No, Dak sucks.
Panthers don't got it. Wow, Dak sucks, huh?
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Hot take. Start things off. What about Cam sucks?
Oh, dude, Cam top 5 QB. Washington Redskins.
Top 5 QB. We're not...
Washington Redskins at Arizona Cardinals. Arizona is somehow favored by 1.
Oh, Arizona favored. No way. No. Yeah, no. Washington.
Okay.
How can you be favored when your quarterback for sure won't make it through the game? I don't like that. Just from an odds perspective, even though I love Josh Rosen, obviously from an odds perspective, that doesn't make much sense.
Hey, when you got Pinhead coming in relief, you got some leeway. Sunday night football game
3. Come on.
The Chicago Khalil Max taking on the Green Bay rookie secondary. Green Bay
Khalil Max.
Yeah.
They got other good players. It just secondary doesn't even matter.
Green Bay is favored by 7.5 in Lambeau.
Oh, 7.5.
It's a lot. How good is Matt Nagy going to be? Or who is?
He's going to be good. Yeah. But will Mitch be good? Big question. I don't know. You and I certainly hope so. QB2 for us. I think the Packers win by 7. And the line is 7.5. So I'm taking the Bears. I believe in that defense. Just nah. You know what? No, give me Green Bay. Give me Green Bay.
All right, I'm taking the Bears. I'm taking the Bears.
Give me Green Bay. Rodgers is going to come out with a vengeance, dude.
There's a little flop. All right, 2 left. The Monday night games. The Jets at the Detroit Lions. Oh my God. The Lions are favored by 7?
Seven?
Seven?
No, Jets are winning. Jets win. Sam Darnold wins his first game.
Yeah, give me the Jets. Give me the Jets.
Sam Darnold's going to win his first
last game. Los Angeles Rams at the Oakland Raiders. Rams on the road, favored by 4.5.
Give me the Rams. I hope they pound the living you know what out of the Raiders. Oh, my goodness.
Pound the living Khalil Mack out of him. Wait, sorry.
There is no Khalil Mack there.
No, that was the joke.
I would have loved for the Rams to trade for Khalil Mack, and I know we talked about this yesterday, but I would have loved for it just for the first game of the season when the vengeance is still fresh and Mack to just go out and rip the Raiders apart.
Mack for Gurley, who says no?
What if he walked right to the sideline after a sack and just looked right at Gruden?
Just pointed at him like Gary Bertier and remember
the Titans. But not from the middle of the field. Not just from like the middle points of the field. From like literally walked right up to him on the sideline and just pointed at him. He'd be player one of all time.
Of all time. There we go. There's the line.
Great stuff. I'm excited. That got me more excited than I already was.
I love that segment.
I do too. Lots of fun. We'll be back with a super show Friday tomorrow with Kyle and Joe. We pick our division winners. What else? Our playoff teams, all that good stuff. That superlative stuff, that preseason, you know, clickbaity stuff. But we're actually going to give you good analysis too. It's going to be fun. So until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.